The city of Richmond is asking the public to stay away from a sunken boat and one section of a Steveston dock for safety reasons. Access to a portion of the Imperial Landing Dock has been closed off by the city until further notice, in the interests of public safety, explained city spokesperson Clay Adams on Tuesday. The boat, currently moored to the dock, partially sank some time between Wednesday night and Thursday morning last week. According to the Canadian Coast Guard, the wooden boat, a former fishing vessel, was towed to the area after experiencing engine trouble on October 22. It has been leaking diesel since it sank last week. Coast Guard crews were on scene last Thursday to set up high flotation containment booms and absorbent booms. They have been checking the vessel daily and changing out the absorbent pads. A Richmond newsreader, Alyssa Ritchie, said she saw at least 50 bags of waste taken away on Tuesday. Photos submitted by Ritchie show crews, surrounded by yellow bags of waste, lowering fresh white absorbent pads into the water. The Coast Guard is still in the process of finding a contractor, so no date has been set for removing the vessel yet. The owner, who appears to have purchased the vessel in October, will be responsible for the Coast Guard's costs and any pollution damages. The Coast Guard told the news they were having trouble finding the current owner. Meanwhile, Environment Canada shut down dredging in the area for one day due to the sunken boat and fuel spill. Dredging resumed today after the area was boomed, according to the Steveston Harbour Authority. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.